What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, we all know that waiting lists and supports for children with what's called neurodiversity and their families are long and limited. But a grassroots group of mothers in one Dublin suburb have come together to make their town neurodiverse friendly, and their ambitions are growing. News Talk Sarah Madden reports.
One of the first things that we looked at was there's a green in the middle of the village and there's three different exit points, and when you have some young children it's very hard, you can't be at every exit point. We were trying to work with Dublin City Council to get magnets put on to the gates, which we haven't been successful in doing just yet, but it's a work in progress.
Julianne Fox is co-founder and co-chair of Neurodiversity Ireland, or Neurodiversity Sandymount as it was when it was set up 4 years ago.
That's where the three founders, myself and two others, live. We were supposed to come from it from the perspective of our own children who are all neurodiverse. We wanted a community that was going to be inclusive to all and that understood their needs. You know, there's a lot of families that live in Sandymount, and there's a lot of neurodiverse children that live in Sandymount, as there is in many communities across Ireland. There's lots of neurodiverse families. So for us, we were like, well, why would we not make our community where we live, where our children are going to grow up, why would we not make that a lovely place for them to be and not be an outsider?
Close to amenities like Sandymount Strand, and with open-mindedness from the villager population, Julianne and her co-mothers have been able to foster support for their hashtag Let Me Be Me mantra.
You know, we deal with businesses, we've got car parking spaces, we share awareness with the schools and the kids within the schools. I did a talk this week around different ways of communicating and the use of AAC with some of the schools in the village. So it's just bringing everyone together to make people understand, you know, it's not a huge deal. It's just people think differently, and small accommodations make a big difference to some families within different communities.
To see some of Sandymount's neurodiverse accommodations for myself, I'm getting a tour of the village from local councillor and Fine Gael candidate for Dublin Bay South, James Gagan.
Yes, Sarah. So we're walking around Sandymount Village here on Sandymount Green, and what I'm about to show you is what's called a neurodiversity parking spaces. So a couple of years ago, a bunch of parents who have autistic children, and one of the specific needs that their children have is that they're flight risks, so that, you know, they might be close to a park or close to a shop and they might run out of the car. So what they asked me was, is there any way you can try and get a parking spot that would be near our schools or near our shops that would be dedicated for people who are neurodivergent? Mm-hmm. And I suppose there's nothing in law that allows us to do that. We have obviously disabled parking spots that people who have physical needs can use, but there's nothing for neurodivergent people. And really, it took a long time, but I managed to persuade a very nice engineer in Dublin City Council to give it a go on a pilot basis. We put the parking spots down right outside of Tesco, so there's two of them here that we're walking up to now that you'll see. And then we put them outside of a few of the local schools, and there's actually a few more coming in. Now, the challenges with the parking spots is that they're done on a voluntary basis, so people just really have to know about it. But what's great about this group is that they've actually engaged with all of the local businesses, including Tesco and others, to sort of just explain who they are. They're a bunch of parents who are just trying to support their children. So the awareness about neurodiversity in the area has grown just because there are these parking spots, but also in terms of their user, that they are actually, for the most part, being used by people who have that neurodivergent need.
The parking spaces are painted with a multicoloured infinity symbol, accompanied with the group's motto, celebrating diversity and unique thinking. It's a symbol that you'll see across the village, in shop fronts, businesses and restaurants that offer support.
Yeah, so we're just outside a Crudo restaurant here in Sandymount Village, and one of the things that they did was that they had an upstairs space that was used for kind of function rooms and things like that, but when it wasn't in use, they created a sensory space so that if you're a parent of a neurodivergent child and you're coming in for a meal and your child is perhaps overly stimulated during the meal because of the noise and the hustle and bustle or the music, they can just go upstairs and have that little quiet space, give them that opportunity to regulate. You know, in Tesco, they offer a particular hour of the day, I think it's 5 to 7 days a week, where they might dim the lights somewhat and they might lower the noise. One of the great features of Sandymount is the beautiful Sandymount Green, which is kind of the centre of all of the village. So there are lots of village activities that take place in the centre. Just to give an example, at Christmas time, you know, it's a big thing here where Santa Claus comes and we light the trees. And for the first time ever this Christmas, we had a separate sensory zone for children who have neurodivergent needs to enjoy the Santa just like everyone else, because it's very inclusive. It just means that everyone can enjoy it. And like a lot of the parents said to me, they'd have never gone to that event, or if they had gone to that event in previous years, they didn't really enjoy it because it was just way too stimulating for their child. And we all know the challenges for services that all of these children have. But let's try and get, you know, at least the day-to-day lives, just make it a little bit easier. It can only be good for everyone.
Using Sandymount as a blueprint for what a neurodiverse friendly town can be, Neurodiversity Ireland now has countrywide ambitions. Its latest project is a sensory centre in Dublin's Black Rock.
Well, I think when you come in, most people are shocked by the space. Just, it's a huge space, but it's very warm, it's very welcoming, and you can see that if we walk around, we have sensory activities that are more creative, art. My daughter here is now colouring. You have paint, we've got climbing frames, and then we've got a wonderful big huge ramp here that the children can run up and jump into a big ball pit.
Emma Weldmore is a volunteer with Neurodiversity Ireland. Two of her three daughters are neurodivergent, and the group's neuroaffirming approach has helped her support their differences.
When we were going through the process of a diagnosis, as it is for my daughter, it's a very unknown space. And when she was first confirmed as being autistic, it was quite overwhelming. And we then started the process for my second daughter, and somebody had put me in contact with Neurodiversity Ireland and the ladies who set it up, and they made me look at my child for the wonderful child that she is. They don't at all discount the challenges and the differences, but they are very much celebrating the unique person, the unique brain that she has. And they then put the supports in place to be able to deal with those differences. And that's what neuroaffirming is.
So the sensory centre is a temporary space at the moment, though the group are looking for a permanent home for this centre and others like it, where they'll be able to offer subsidised child-led occupational therapy sessions to groups of neurodivergent children. The extracurricular activities, Easter and summer camps, are especially welcomed by families, according to Emma.
Before we came, my children had never been invited to a play date, ever, and connecting with peers in the centre has just been, I mean, life-changing. They are now having play dates with adults who don't put the demands on them, don't expect them to act in a particular way. And it's every child, you know, they want to be part of their community. They want to play with their friends. And for us, it's just been absolutely integral. But it's also equipped me and my husband and our extended family with knowledge to support our children better, so that we're able to go to family events, that we're able to go to restaurants. And my eldest daughter is neurotypical, and she hasn't been to, let's say, the St. Patrick's Day parade. Through this organisation, I felt confident to be able to go to the relaxed parade. The impact is it's much bigger than I think what you would think. And that's what Neurodiversity Ireland is about. It's about ultimately participation in the community and what supports are needed to allow that to happen. And the centre has been, for me, for so many other parents and caregivers, it's fueled us as well. We feel confident about our children and we celebrate their differences, and we want to put the supports in place to ensure that going forward in school, primary school, secondary school and beyond, that our children are happy, that they feel very confident in themselves, which is what every parent wants for every child, but it is harder for neurodivergent children.
Well, to learn more about Neurodiversity Ireland and the supports they offer, you can visit their website, neurodiversityireland.com. That report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.